Numerous legal challenges and millions of dollars went into the battle over the 12 constitutional amendments. Lawsuits by organizations like the League of Women Voters challenged the constitutionality of bundling multiple amendments into a single proposal. And organizations like FanDuel and Marcy's Law for All pumped money for ads and mailers. But in the end, all but one amendment will make it into the state's constitution. And that doesn't surprise University of South Florida political science professor emeritus Susan McManus.
But I think the significance of these 12 amendments and why so many passed really boils down to how the wording of the amendment is. In other words, the ballot title.
McManus says the title seemed friendly to voters who usually don't know much before heading into the voting booth.
Each of these ballot titles does have a sort of title that's inviting to somebody, and just on the face of it, if just put it on a paper without anything else, people would tend to say, yes, I'm in favor of that.
The only amendment not to cross the 60% threshold required to take effect is Amendment 1. This proposal would have increased homestead property tax exemptions. Although Floridians are generally anti-tax, this exemption faced criticism from local officials across the state.
For one thing, that is probably, if you use our standard that we've been using here, simple, inviting language, this one is very difficult, confusing. But this is a case, I think, where the advertisement, so to speak, against this came out of the mouths of everyday public officials rather than a TV ad.
For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.